Welcome to the Ace Kids podcast number three, coming to you from beautiful downtown Ballina, Australia. In this show, we will cover some local news, a little history of our town, we'll have a great story from Shani, a poem that we all wrote together, a little comedy, a soundscape story, and some feedback we've received from you guys, our loyal fans.
Our town is found on the north coast of New South Wales, Australia. We are a beach town of about 15,000 people. Our main industries are tourism, fishing and retail. There are two schools of thought as to where the name of our town came from. Some say it is from the Aboriginal word bull inna, meaning place where oysters are plentiful. Other people think that our town is named after a small town in Ireland called Ballina. We will continue to investigate this one for you.
This week our school started summer sports. Yes, people, the southern hemisphere has different seasons to the north hemisphere. We are doing tenpin bowling, golf, tennis, sailing, beach fitness, indoor soccer, indoor dodgeball, indoor cricket, basketball, netball and volleyball. Let us know if our sports are different to the ones you play by sending us an email from the Ace Kids website, www.adrianbruce.com, and follow the links to the Ace Kids. Other interesting news this week is that the Federal Minister of Education in Australia, Dr. Brendan Nelson, presented our teacher with the Microsoft Innovative Teachers Award. Mr. Bruce will be heading to Korea in the early November to take part in the Asian Pacific Innovative Teachers Summit. Good luck, Mr. B. In other news, we are still waiting to hear from our e-pals in Gulfport, Mississippi, who are affected by the Hurricane Katrina. We hope they are all safe and well, that they are getting their school computers working again soon so we can start the messaging again.
And now for some poetry. During a recent poetry session, we wrote a catalogue poem trying to capture the essence of happiness. Catalogue poems are considered a verbal collage and they try to build up in the minds of their readers what a concept really means to that writer. Here is our class's combined effort. Happiness. Happiness is a spirit twirling in everyone's heart. Happiness is a child's kite dancing in the wind. Happiness is a waterfall crashing in a rugged gorge. Happiness is a small stream trickling in a calm forest. Happiness is the money in my warm wallet. Happiness is mum awakened to find a diamond ring. Happiness is a walk on the beach with my parents by my side. Happiness is a family reunion after many years apart. Happiness is the warmth that tucks me in at night. Happiness is the essence of laughter.
Experiments with ICT. This week we've been experimenting with creating sound stories where an inference has to be made. An inference is something that is not stated, but is highly likely. Shortly you hear a collection of sounds that on their own really mean nothing, but on hearing them together you can infer what is happening. Prepare to be amazed by what you hear.
Well, that certainly was silly. A big thanks has to go out to the people at flashkit.com for the sound effects for that item. And now for something completely different. We're going to cross to the Cucumber Comedy Club. Take it away, Jimbo.
There were three friends stranded on a desert island. They found a magic genie and each received a wish. The first friend wished to have a rowboat so she could get home to civilization. The second wished for a cruise ship to pick her up so she could go home in style. The third friend was feeling a little lonely, so she wished for her friends to be with her.
What is the difference between a bee and a fly?
I don't know, Jimbo. What is the difference between a bee and a fly?
A bee can fly, but a fly can't be.
Feel free to send us any feedback about our podcast via the link at adrianbruce.com. We love hearing from people all over the world. So until next time, thank you and good night from the Ace Kids.
Hi to the Ace Kids from Dave at ipodcasts.org.uk. Great start to podcasting. Love the jokes. Digital effects were great. Can't wait to hear future podcasts. Perhaps you'll tell us more about the work at school, where the school is, Berliner, and of course, New South Wales, Australia.